And now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And you are shocked, right?
Yes.
Bobby, can I introduce you to our audience? This is Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates portion of Southern California, the Homeowners Association president out there, aren't you?
Yes, Steve and I are both members of our Homeowners Association board.
You were at an after-Thanksgiving Day sale at Wilkinson's department store in Sherman Oaks, correct?
Yes, I was.
Can you tell me what happened? First of all, why were you out there? There was a sale?
Yes. There was a sale on Ralph Lauren linens. They were some flat sheets and fitted sheets and skirts. Very high quality. And I got there early. I was talking with some of the women at the door waiting for the store to open. And I want to tell you, I'm very, very shocked by what has happened. We feel as if we've been, my family and I feel as if we've been violated, as if we've been raped or assaulted by what has happened.
Well, tell us what's happened. I know that you've had a very difficult time.
I have not been in good health as a result of this.
Well, tell me what happened. So you're at this after Thanksgiving sale.
We're at Wilkinson's. And I'm talking to some of the women, and I have to tell you that when it comes to my family, I'm very aggressive. What is it? What do you say, honey?
I'll get between a dog and a snake.
My husband Steve said the saying in my family is you don't get between a dog and his meat, and what that means is I'm going for. I'm pretty focused, and I know that when they say sale, they may only have a few items left. So I was talking to the women. I wanted to get the linen set, and I would appreciate it if they would stay out of my way. I told the women there, I don't know what they were going for, but I'm very, very committed to my family. I'm very, very...
Yeah, I understand. And so does that mean you don't want to hurt anybody?
I don't want to hurt anyone, but when I know that they're selling Ralph Lauren fitted sheets, and it's on sale, and it's after Thanksgiving, so I told the women, I said, you know, just let me through first. And there was an elderly woman there.
This is Mrs. Sanchez, right?
Yes. And
now, did you say to this lady that you wanted her out of your way, or?
Well, no. But she was old, so I thought maybe she needed a hearing aid. So I told her to move out of my way, and I used my hand to sort of push her aside because I could see the store manager was coming over to open the door.
So the store is about ready to open, and you've moved up to the front, and you've told the other women, don't get in your way, because you're going over to the sheets.
That's correct. You hear the stories about these fights that break out and this kind of thing. So I thought I would be a good neighbor, and I thought I would be a good person, because I feel I've always been a good person my whole life. And I can't believe that this has happened to my family. And
all right, so you pushed the lady, and she was how old?
I don't know. She was 60, 65. So I said, get out of my way, and she stood her ground. And that's really when I was left with no option.
Now tell me carefully what happened next.
The doors open, and this elderly woman in front of me, and I was saying to myself, boy, she is really asking for it. So I grabbed her by her right shoulder. I wanted to push her behind me so I could get ahead of her and the other women, who are all of different ages. This woman fell backward. I don't know if she was faking it. I don't know what she was doing. But I didn't find out about this until the next day when Steve took the call from the store.
I got the call. The store called me.
And I was in shock. They inferred.
Now, I know that you're a little emotional. The store inferred that you caused an injury to the woman, right?
Yes.
Who you had tried to get out of your way.
Yes. And my husband told me that there might be civil litigation. I am having trouble sleeping. I don't know what I did other than do the best for my family and keep a lovely home.
Well, apparently when you grabbed this woman to move her behind you, she fell and suffered a concussion. She fell backward on her head.
But the question that I asked the store, at what point does she take responsibility? I made it clear to her and to every other woman standing there what I needed to do.
We're going to the ACLU.
And I don't have any choice but to take this to the ACLU because I'm a mother doing the best for her family, and I was ignored when I told that old woman to move. And I don't know what I did wrong.
All right, I want to open up our phones. I want to talk a little bit more with you about this. Ms. Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve Dooley, on the line. They were at a, she was at an after-Thanksgiving sale at a department store. You made an announcement to the women that were standing there at the door before the store opened to get out of your way. You were going to the linen section to get the Ralph Lauren sheets.
That is correct. And Phil, I can't be responsible for this old woman. I told her to move, and she refused to listen to me.
All right, but in any event, you told the other ladies, watch out. This lady is still standing in front of you. So when the door opened, you moved her behind you, and she fell backward, and you feel as if you've been raped and assaulted.
I feel my entire family has been violated in the most brutal jail terms.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. All over America, they have after Thanksgiving Day sales, and some of them do turn a little rough, women and men alike, running into the store to get this, to get that. I remember when they had the Cabbage Patch.
Well, I think a lot of those people look stupid. I really do. But I felt that, you know, I'm a little different. I don't go for Cabbage Patch dolls. I'm not going for half off on a DVD player. You're not going to find me racing into a Walmart, okay? I'm not going to be racing into a Kmart to get half off on a Ghetto Blaster. I'm on my way in to Wilkinson's department store, one of the most high-end department stores in America, to get Ralph Lauren 250 thread count sheets. Now, I can tell you, Mr. Hendry, I keep a gorgeous home. I dare any woman to challenge me on the level of the beautiful home that I keep. We have California king-size beds, and the Ralph Lauren sheets came in the California king-size. I told the other women standing there at the door, I just want to...
Tell me how you put it, so I can know...
So really what I said was just simply this.
Did you introduce yourself?
I did. I said, hi, my name is Bobby. I'm a neighbor, I'm sure, of all of yours. I want you to know that I'm going to the linen section. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to be the first one there. And you know, that's... And I just want you all to stay out of my way. And I put it, I think, as nicely as I could.
You didn't put it that way, did you?
I'm sorry?
Well, what way did you say, I want you all to stay out of my way?
No, I'm sure I was nice about it. I made it very clear to them that I will be the first one at the Ralph Lauren sheets. And get out of my, you know, just get away from me. And this old lady, and that's why I really think she had a hearing problem, because she stood in front of me, and that's when I remember thinking to myself, man, is she asking for it. And,
What did you mean when you thought to yourself, man, is she asking for it?
Well, I said, get out of my way. And she's still there? I mean, what, that's like just begging for it.
Begging for what?
Well, to me, it sounds like she wanted to be hurt.
So you had every intention of hurting her if she didn't get out of your way?
No, I did not. I moved her behind me.
When you say you put your hand on her right shoulder, did you pull her? Did you push her?
I just grabbed her right shoulder, and I yanked her a little bit behind me so she wouldn't get in front of me. Believe me, Phil, had this woman stayed in front of me, and I'm on my way to the linen section. You know, I'm afraid to think of what might have happened to her. I think if she's Christian, she should thank Jesus Christ today that I moved her behind me.
All right, and you don't know what you did wrong?
No, sir, I don't. And you know, you
sound like she did.
I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm saying somewhere in the story you're telling me, Ms. Dooley, there's something going on here that's not, it's not everybody else. You know, there's a little bit of responsibility you have to take here.
I don't know what I did. I did everything that I could.
I'm not trying to make you cry, you know.
I did everything that I could to warn those women, get away from me, I'm going to the linen section.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, can I say something?
Go ahead.
It really amazes me how horrible people are all across this country. They get away with all kinds of crime. But me, I'm a woman dedicated to my family. I love my family. I want nothing more than to have a beautiful home for my family, and I'm persecuted.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. This woman, on her way to a sale, ran over an elderly woman who suffered a concussion, but she doesn't know what she did wrong. She told the old lady to get away from her, get out in front of her, so she was on her way to the linen section, and anybody that got in front of her, it doesn't sound to you like anybody gets in front of me is going to get hurt. That's what it sounds like to me. She doesn't know what she did wrong. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, God's favorite radio show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ms. Dooley, don't you think that other women keep beautiful homes and other women want to appoint their home beautifully so they'd be interested in an after Thanksgiving Day sale?
You know, my husband mentioned that to me, and I get, of course they do, but I have, first of all, I'm a graduate of the University of Southern California. I have a degree. I didn't get my degree, but I did study home decorating, this kind of thing. I've lived my entire life in California, so I know about home furnishing and decoration with an eye and accent toward Mediterranean. So when you say, don't I know that other women care about their homes, yeah, I guess, but all I'm telling you is I told them, get out of my way. Because women do tend to push during these Thanksgiving Day sales. The old lady didn't listen, and the old lady took a fall. 2 days later, they're accusing me of hurting her. That's the part. I feel so violated. I've never, ever been molested or fondled, but the entire experience is it feels as if I have been fondled in some way.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bobby Dooley, Western Estates Homeowners Association. Let me go to Dana. Dana, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I was on my way home from work, and I cannot believe this lady does not understand what she's done wrong. She says that us women push. She's the one who's pushing.
No, I told them to get out of my way.
Okay, but by the fact that you're behind them, so therefore you got there later than they did, correct?
Technically, you're right. But,
yes. Okay,
but,
so what gives you the right to tell everyone to get out of your way? So what they wanted for themselves was not important. Only what you wanted.
No, I wouldn't say that. What I'm saying is I went to the University of Southern California. I studied home
interior decoration. That is irrelevant. That's irrelevant. That has nothing to do with what you did. Well, where you went to school was irrelevant.
Ms. Dooley, are you saying that you were entitled to go in because you have better taste?
I think, in a lot of ways, yeah. I really take a lot of care with my home. I don't know what you do, Dana, but I care about my home, and I'm sure you care about yours.
No, if the lady behind you, if I had been in line behind you, and I cared about going home, and I wanted those same sheets, and I told you, get out of my way. I'm going to be the first one in line.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled on you and you fell down. Wouldn't you feel really like it was my fault?
You want to know something?
That I don't have the right to tell you to get out of my way?
But you know something, Dana? I wouldn't let that happen. I would.
So why should that lady have let you? It happened to her.
She let it happen to her.
Told
her, I said, get out of the way.
Okay, that's
and
disrespectful.
If you said to me, get out of my way, I'd say why, and you'd probably say, well, because I want to get the sheets, and I'd say, well, guess what? You know,
you don't get between a dog and its meat.
You know, you don't get between a dog and its meat.
Well, are you challenging this woman to a fist fight or something?
No,
basically.
Well,
she did.
No. I'm saying...
You're saying those are your sheets. You're going to go get the Ralph Lauren 250 thread count sheets... And any old lady or anybody else that gets in your way goes down for the count.
Exactly. So she's admitting on national TV basically that she assaulted the lady because she didn't get out of her way.
Well, first of all, I'm on national radio.
Radio. Well, I just got off 12 hours of work, so I'm a little...
Yeah, but you see, that kind of shows me where you're coming from.
No, but it's
you don't really know...
No, I realize it's on radio. I made an error.
But if you
I'm
make an error that,
that
way, are you? If you make an error that way, what about any other way?
the lady.
You're not admitting that you make any. Apparently.
I don't know what I did wrong.
You pulled down a woman who was older than you. She got a concussion. She fell down.
I told her to get out of my way.
And so if I had done that to you, would you not feel violated had I done that to you? Would you have felt violated?
Do you know the man in New York? The police put a nightstick in his butt.
And that's wrong.
I feel like that. I feel as if that happened to me.
I think the person that you knocked down on the ground should feel like that.
Oh, my God.
Well, what do you say to my wife?
What am I saying to your wife?
Did you say my wife sodomized the lady?
Oh, my God. I said to her, no.
Because she didn't get,
no.
She felt like she was raped, but the lady has a concussion, so that's okay?
I said to her, I'm going for the
250 thread count sheets, yes. And you pulled the woman down.
Well, those other women hadn't been waiting for 6 months. Look, sometimes there are only two or three left, and I've been waiting for those sheets to go on sale for 6 months.
All right, look, Dana, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. I'll go over here to Nancy. We're talking to Bobby Dooley about an after Thanksgiving Day sale that went wrong. Nancy, go ahead.
Ma'am, I have one comment for you.
Mm-hmm.
You are the most narcissistic snob I have ever heard. How can you think that your needs or wants are any more important than the ladies that were standing in line in front of you?
First of all, the lady that was standing in front of me was wearing a banana yellow pantsuit.
That does not matter what she was wearing,
well,
what her education was, or anything else. We are all equal in God's eyes, and maybe she wanted the Ralph Lauren sheet.
She's talking about God now.
Oh,
look.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, look.
You are no more important, and your wants and needs are no more important to you. Yes, getting those Ralph Lauren shoes were very important to you. How do you know that the ladies in front of you did not want those same Ralph Lauren shoes, and they were just as important to them? They had every much as right to buy them as you did.
That's what I was attempting to explain to you. Because she's wearing a banana yellow pants.
That doesn't matter.
She couldn't possibly have the good taste to buy Ralph Lauren.
You don't know that. And it doesn't matter what her taste is.
Oh, come
on. It doesn't matter what her taste is. Irregardless what your education
is. But you know what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying. Listen to me, though. But you had legally no right to put your hands on another person, first off.
Even after I said get out of my way.
As soon as you put your hand on another person, that is considered assault.
Can I ask, Nancy, are you putting your hand over your phone because you're muffling?
Oh, I'm on a cell phone.
All right.
I want to respond. The woman was wearing a banana yellow pantsuit with vinyl boots. There's no
that
way.
That doesn't matter.
There's no
that
way.
That doesn't matter.
Can I finish?
It does not matter what she wears, what her education is, what color she is, what religion she is, anything.
Yes, it does.
You were
because
wrong.
It proves
you
she
were wrong
bad
to
case.
Push a lady out of your
yeah,
way
that's
and knock
the
Ralph Lauren sheets.
Exactly, because what you're trying to say is the woman couldn't possibly have been going for those sheets.
That is correct.
But it still doesn't give you the right. If she wasn't going for the sheets, then you didn't need to push her out of the way, right?
No, it doesn't mean that she didn't.
What gives you the right to tell somebody to get out of your way? She had every right to be in that store, in front, in line, in front
First
of you,
of all, can
as
I finish?
Much as anything else.
All right, I'll tell you what. If she had touched those sheets before I did, I wouldn't have been able to buy them.
Who cares about the sheets? Forget about the sheets, lady.
Why?
You're talking about
I don't want her
going.
Hands. I don't want her hands over the sheets. I'm sorry. I don't want her hands over my sheets.
They weren't your sheets until you paid for
right,
them.
Right, exactly.
Ma'am.
All right, Nancy.
My husband had just finished painting our guest room in Mediterranean peach. The sheets are in peach. Hello?
It doesn't
and
matter.
Am I getting
the
through?
Sheets are not worth another person's life, another person's harm coming to them.
Well,
if that's your. You keep talking about coming between. Meat is not. If you were out there trying to find a piece of meat and a piece of food.
I don't
want to
get ready to come between Bobby and my meat.
You know something, that is uncalled. Excuse me, Kristen. 1-800-449-8686.
Bill Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
In some of the counterclaim stuff, Ms. Dooley, you claimed that the lady that you knocked down or that you pulled down...
I'm not admitting to having done it.
No, all right. The lady that fell down, that you're being accused of having knocked down, in some of the counterclaim material, you said she was ungrateful to you?
That is correct.
Can you tell me what that means?
When I was leaving...
In other words, you said that the lady showed ingratitude, the woman who was accused... You're walking into the store. You don't want any woman in front of you because you want to go to the linen section for this post, this after Thanksgiving sale. You pull this lady down, or you're accused of it.
Yes.
And you say she was ungrateful.
After I bought the sheets, what I'm saying is, on my way out of the store, I went up to the elderly woman that they claim, let me underline the word claim, I knocked down, and they were working on her. I gave her a $20 bill, I pressed it into her hand, and I said, good luck, and she gave me a look that I didn't like, that I didn't think was right. So I think it was ungrateful.
Wait a minute, you gave her a $20 bill for what?
Just to show her, you know, to go and, if she wanted to buy her something nice, buy herself something nice, I don't know.
And you told her good luck?
Yes, and she looked at me like, quizzically, like, I can't describe the look, but it was one that put me off.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to, Betty. Betty, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't understand why in the world you feel like you don't understand what you've done to this woman. You're supposed to be an educated woman.
Yes, I am.
But you don't act like an educated woman. Now, you know what you've done wrong. You gave her that $20 bill because you know you had violated her. Her money, she had just as much right to anything in that store as you did.
No, the reason
her goods, her spending in that store was just as good as yours.
Of course.
You're not above anybody else. Anybody in line in that store that day had the right to those items in that store.
She didn't have any right to go for those Ralph Lauren.
She had every right as much as you did. You didn't have the right to do to her what you done.
That I wanted the California King sheets.
It doesn't make any difference what they are. It could have been a bag of peanut butter cookies. She had just as much right as you did.
Darling, I
would never. Nothing you can say. You have violated this woman.
Nothing you can say.
Nothing you can say on this radio show that would make you right.
Well, you're not going to overtalk me. You're not going to overtalk me.
You are wrong. You done wrong, and you gave her that money because you knew you did her wrong.
No, the reason why I gave her the money, the reason
you did
why
wrong
I gave her
because
the money
you're trying to pay her off
because
so she won't feel as badly as you know that
I
you have done her.
No, I did it as a touche to say here.
No,
it
didn't. You felt like you were above any of these people here.
Well, and you think you're better than me?
You were just one more human being that had a little bit more cash, wanted what you wanted, and you felt like everybody else was beneath you because you wanted to be the one that got exactly what you wanted.
Listen,
and you
Whoopi,
hurt that human being by trying to get to what you want.
Listen, Whoopi, you can't...
What's with the Whoopi crap?
Difference.
What's
it's
that
what
mean?
You say you know you did it wrong.
If you didn't move...
You did it wrong, you did that woman wrong, and you better regret... What they need to do is press charges on you completely.
Let me tell you something, Betty. If you were in front of me, I would have done the same thing, all right?
No, if I had been in front of you, the concussion would have been the other way around. And if it had been any of my people, you would still have a problem. You don't do elderly people like that. You don't do older people like that.
You
don't do young people like that. You do no one like that. And if your husband is telling you that you're right and condoning you and then both of you all are two ignorant, sick people.
You don't get between a dog and its meat, though.
Yeah, that's right. And let me tell you this. If you don't get between the dog and the meat, well, then you better know which dog and meat is yours. Because if I had been in that line that day, and I didn't even know this woman, you wouldn't have got away with that. Your wife would have been the very one that was the meat being eaten by the dog. And that's all I have to say. You all did this woman wrong, an elderly woman, as you say, an old woman.
I gave her a 20.
An old woman. One day you're going to have to be old. And believe me, sister, what goes around comes around.
Well, that's the truth.
And you're going to get it, too.
You know, Mary Betty, I told her to
be an educated woman that's supposed to have an immaculate, beautiful home.
Yes.
So what? You don't know what this woman has. That's it.
I gave her a 20.
If she's dressed like that, it makes no difference. Home
money
was just as good as yours.
Let me ask a question here, Bobby. The $20 bill.
I gave her the 20. I said, go buy yourself a hat.
She did it because she knew she did the woman wrong. That's why she gave it to her.
Oh, you're such a genius.
You damn
you're such
right.
A genius.
I know right from wrong.
You're such a genius.
I've been to college. I know right from wrong, and you should know this, too. Do you have a degree in good common sense?
Okay, Einstein. All right,
you have a delivery and good common sense.
You must, what, did you split the atom too?
You must not have a degree in good common sense.
No,
and you
don't
have any in good morality at all.
Okay, Stephen Hawking.
Oh, now what are you doing,
you say,
okay?
But I know when I violated a person, and you know it too. You should be on your knees
right now
praying and asking that woman for forgiveness.
I was the one violated.
You did that lady wrong.
She violated me with a broom handle.
She didn't violate you. She had just as much right to anything in that store as you did. And there's nothing special about you.
You know, Benny, you try to get my California Kings, you'd be talking to my go-go boots.
It wouldn't make any difference. See how I say it? You don't have common sense.
Why?
You sure it. You don't have common sense. I see why you pushed it. You don't know no better. You're a special case.
Both of you, Mr. Hendry, you and Benny can go straight to the nether reaches.
Jesus, she hung up on me.
The woman doesn't have common sense.
Did she just tell us to go straight to the nether reaches?
Like I say, this is supposed to be an educated woman with no common sense. She only has a degree in ignorance.
What does
that's
that mean,
all.
Talk to my go-go boots?
I don't know.
All right.
The woman is off.
All right.
She's just off.
All right.
She can't make an excuse for doing a person wrong.
Yeah, she's mental. All right, thanks, Betty.
She's
all right,
uh-huh.
Thank you. I'm telling you, it's one of those goofy deals, you know. I mean, the lady, she was at the after Thanksgiving sale, and she was standing there, and she told, man, if you hang up on me.
Phil, you and Benji can kiss my California King.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Talk Radio's prodigal son.